Welcome to the Veterinary Project Podcast, episode 093.
Welcome to the show created by vets featuring absolutely no pets. This is the Veterinary Project Podcast, created by Dr. Michael Bug and Dr. Jonathan Light. Our resident veterinarians have swapped out their stethoscopes in favor of microphones to bring you the Veterinary Project Podcast, a show focused on real conversations, aimed to connect this amazing profession full of remarkable people. Through the sharing of collective stories and wisdom, and connecting over the many unique challenges we face, we invite you to join our community of veterinary professionals leading intentional lives. And now, let's get started with another episode of the Veterinary Project Podcast.
Welcome back to the Veterinary Project Podcast. You have it, Dr. Michael Bug, Dr. Jonathan Light, Mikey B. It is Friday. Yes, we're calendarizing ourselves. What is shaking on this last day of the work week?
Calendarizing ourselves. Is that, that's a word?
So we roll on the Veterinary Project. Sometimes we use big words that we don't know if are actually words.
Oh, I love it. I love it, Johnny. Trying to wrap up, really busy. Busy, though, I don't like that word either. Because
you don't. Look at our start. It's excellent.
But it has been an exceptionally busy week. I just got a text, though, on one of our big apartment deals. Our refinance funding just came in. So that's fantastic. That feels like my life. Basically, as I'm constantly haggling with banks to refinance or finance properties. But anyway, other than that, we are heading off to the cabin, I guess at the end of the day here at five, but we always blow that out of the water. It's always like we get out of the city. We're like, we're going to be out of here at five. Midnight rolls around and we're finally getting out of the city to get to the cabin. So we'll see.
And how long of a drive is that?
Hour and a half.
That's so nothing. Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you've got yourself a nice busy week. Well, I'm excited about this episode because it's interesting that we have a manager summit coming up for Mosaic. So every year, twice a year, we bring our managers together. It's a great opportunity to get face-to-face. We have these clinics. They don't work face-to-face day by day, and yet we meet on a weekly basis via Microsoft Teams now. The amount of change that has happened as a result of even going virtually face-to-face via camera has been great, and we now add on. One of our presentations this week is going to be, or at this manager's meeting, is actually going to be by Dr. Elaine Clemenson, who is one of our first podcast guests. And so she's coming in, she's going to do a virtual session with some activities. The reason I bring it up is that I've been following Elaine's career over the last 2 years. And I really like what she puts out on Instagram, some of the success she's having. We had the opportunity to catch up last weekend, and she said, Jonathan, don't believe everything you see on Instagram. It's hard. It's a grind. There's ups and downs. And Elaine says it so well. So for anybody that hasn't seen one of our first 10 episodes with Dr. Elaine Clemenson, we'll put it in the notes. Her comment resonated with me. And today's podcast, I believe, needs to go around what you don't see on Instagram. What does the real look like? And Mike, you just finished a race, which you put some pictures onto Instagram. I loved how you turned them. It was fantastic, except for a couple comments on poop. And I want us to go into it a little bit because I think it's really important. And I think you have the self-awareness around it. So I want to put you on the spot a little bit today. And I'm also willing to have that come back at me as you're apt to do.
Cool. I mean, you are putting me on the spot because I have no clue what we're talking about. You were like, we'll talk about your race. And I was like, okay. And then we turned record on. So
that's the beauty of the Veterinary Project.
Let's see. What's your question in here?
So you ran your race last Sunday. You've been prepping hard. We spoke about it last month and you said you are in the best shape of your life, which is fantastic. And not just for the type of racing, the pace, how many kilometers you put in, but more importantly, who or what you have to become in order to meet the goal that you wanted to achieve. You raced your race last Sunday, and unfortunately, you didn't hit that goal. You were 27 seconds off. And yet I loved the the Instagram post that you posted afterwards describing again your race, your challenge, and now looking to the future. Tell us a little bit on the behind the scenes of that post. What was real? How hard was it? Because you were like, you're so bloody close, and yet you still improved so much from your last one. I'd love to hear, and I think it's really important to hear the real versus what the post shows. And do they align? I don't even know.
Well, I will start rambling and you can cut me off and direct me because I'm not quite sure what you mean here, but I have so much stuff I can say around this. And I think in that post, I put the greatest goal I've ever created or something like that. And I honestly stand by that. Now, I mean, yes, the goal to like start a family. Yes, that's more important. What I mean by this has been probably the most challenging goal I've ever set, like, and definitely in the health space. Like when I set this idea of a 40-minute 10K, like I'd never even ran. I had no idea. And I went and ran one and I was like 57 minutes or something. And I was like, and people were like, you're nuts. Like that is a lot of distance. So,
and you're not even a runner. You didn't run in high school for any track meets in any prestigious state university, just to be clear with everybody, like this was not your sport.
No. And so the reason I'm stammering on my words, cause I'm not trying to hedge myself here. I'm not trying to make an excuse. Like I did not hit 40 minutes. Like, so in terms of like pass or fail, I failed on the 40 minutes so far. Okay. But the real reason behind setting it at 40 minutes is what you alluded to, is it's the person you have to become to hit the goal. And that is why I set that goal so aggressively. And I've documented some of it. We've chatted about some of it, but it's like, I have literally had to look at everything, like how I eat, what I drink, how often you exercise, what time do you go to bed, everything. And honestly, like this sounds like I'm hedging, and me and my trainer, I just met with my trainer again on Wednesday, and we both said, I'm kind of happy you didn't hit it, because we already have mapped out the next year.
And would you think that if you would have hit it, you would have the same drive still?
So, and this is where you got to be really careful, because you don't want to live your life always chasing, right? This is going back to the book, The Gap and the Gain. And one of my lessons, I never posted anything about this yet. And I was fairly disappointed in myself with this, but I came off the race. Now, literally I crossed the finish line and I literally stumbled to the side and laid in the dirt for like 5 to 10 minutes. Once that was over, I got up and like Rosalie and Riley were there, and you can go and scan your chip. Cause I didn't know what my time was yet. I knew I didn't quite hit 40, cause you can just tell. And I scanned it and it comes up 40:27 was my time. And my initial reaction was like, fuck, like I literally swore and I was mad. And then I was like, kind of the reason I'm disappointed in myself is that's the gap in the game. Like I can look at, like, you've gone from 57 minutes to 43 minutes to almost 40 minutes. Right. Or I can look at like, oh, you're 27 shy of your goal. And then there was this PR bell. And honestly, I was like, I'm very competitive. And Rosalie's like, you got to go ring the PR bell. And you get a medal. Everyone gets a medal. Not my personality of like participation medals. And I was honestly, my initial was like, I don't even want this medal and I'm not ringing that bell. And Rosalie's like, that is stupid. And I'm, you know, like, and then like after about a minute, I was like, yeah, you're right. That was stupid. Like, you know, quit focusing on the gap there.
Bud, I really appreciate putting you on the spot and you sharing that. In veterinary medicine, and this is my bring back to veterinary medicine right now, is we have been trained that you either pass or you fail. We've been trained in our pre-vet work. We've been trained even before that in high school that we need to get the best marks in order to have a chance to get into vet school. And then once you get into vet school, then it's pass, fail, and the competitive nature of it. And now I'm seeing it in practice that if I don't save 100% of the animals, then I'm a failure. And everything else that comes along with that. And the reason I bring it up is I watch you in those posts and going, well, I failed on this, but I'm still growing to be a better person. And there's so much more that's going to come as a result of that. And I want that carried over into veterinary medicine right now. And that's why I'm bringing it back to vet med, because that gap that you described, and I don't know this book at all, but I need to read it now, exists in our industry. And it's either you're a rock star and you win it all, which I don't even know what that means in veterinary medicine, whether it's you're making a certain amount of money, you got a signing bonus that was above your friends, that you were able to just, you know, deliver the absolute best result with every single client every day for a week. It's not real, as opposed to the progression within your career and what you're trying to do, whatever that state looks like. And that state changes as your career progresses. We just had a great conversation with a group from within Mosaic and outside last night, where a number of the veterinarians' views 15 years in have changed compared to year one. Thank effing God they have. Thank you that got brought up. And the same point for yourself. Maybe 40 minutes not attainable. Maybe it isn't. And maybe that changes over the next 2 years, that it becomes 42 minutes based on something else that happens.
Yeah. After the race, Jamie, he's been on our podcast. He's my accountability buddy. We were chatting and we had a really interesting chat about it. So don't get me wrong. I don't regret, like, I laid it all out, like on that race, kilometers like 7 to 8 to 9 were exceptionally painful.
Your heart rate was skyrocketed. So you said the metrics, I was looking at your heart rate going, yeah, that's not sustainable.
It is not. So I like what you just said there. It is not sustainable. 100% not. I don't regret that I pushed that hard, because that was the intention of that particular race. And I said to Jamie when we were on the phone, I said, you know, if I would have ran this 10K at 45 minutes, I would have really enjoyed it, right? Like the atmosphere, there's people all along, they have funny signs up, they're cheering for you, you know, like it was such a fun, positive, exciting atmosphere. And to be honest, for most of it, I was completely tunnel vision. Like you could have been standing there. When I crossed the finish line, I didn't even see Rosalie or Riley. And Rosalie has a video. I didn't hear her. Like I was just tunnel vision of like, get over the finish line as fast as you can. Right. So I said, if I would have ran that in 45 minutes, I would have really enjoyed the experience of it, taken in more of it, probably like giving some people some high fives or whatever. And I honestly thought of our listeners and people in their veterinary career. And then I thought of myself also in like the real estate things I'm up to. And so me and Jamie in this conversation, we both were like feeling intuitively, we're like, man, we need to slow down. Right? Because he's pushing hard. He has a lot of things on the go, you know, and he's like, I want them now. Like, I'm going to do more, get it faster. And we just thought, you know, like everyone got to the same place in this race. Some people got there a few minutes faster, some a few minutes slower, but it was like, it really made me think in life, I need to be a little more gentle with myself, still keep doing the things. Like what I am not saying here is like, you know, just stop and don't do any of the stuff that moves you forward, but allow it to come in its own time. Right. Oh. Now, again, I'm going to just like ramble again. I will rerun this and break 40 minutes. Like that's my personality. I'm not even going to attempt it though for another year, just because like I'm not in a hurry. Like I don't need to go run one in September just cause. But anyway,
I don't think you could be prepped enough to do it in whatever that is, 3 and some months.
I could. I just have more other priorities. I'm going to switch over to ball hockey. We have some big things coming in the fall. So just in my calendar of my life, I'm not really going to worry about it until next year. But anyway, backing up to the more important message, especially for the veterinarians out there, you know, is I really think there's a lot of opportunity where people can slow down, still do those things, just do them at a slower pace. And then I've said this before, but like peak performance versus optimal performance. Like a race like that is peak performance. And I was thinking like both sides of a peak are down, right? There's the ramp up to the peak, and then there's the recovery off of the peak. And just too many people don't take the recovery time. They think they need to get to the peak and then hold it. And it's like, it's not sustainable. You will collapse.
Words of advice from the sage, Dr. Michael Bug.
So, I mean, let's bring this around. I thought we were going towards social media, Instagram. It's not real. Is there more in there?
I think that's perfect. That's actually the exact explanation that I was just hoping to be able to have with somebody that I trust that's willing to put himself out there. And again, for the listeners, anybody that wants to see what he had out there, go onto his Instagram, see what it looks like. It's a great post, but I wanted to hear the behind the scenes story. Going back to Dr. Elaine Clemenson, not everything is what you see on social. And we all hear that. Cool to hear your perspective. That's all I got today, bud. Okay. I think it's great.
Cool. I will say, so I don't know how we are for time. I haven't been watching the clock.
We got about 3 minutes.
Okay. I will say the other thing that was very interesting in the race was I had already alluded to like this kilometer 7 to 8 and 8 to 9. And I should have scouted the course better, but those segments were also uphill. Now, interestingly enough, in Saskatoon, they were coming out of the river valley and then running along a street that has some of the nicest houses in Saskatoon. Like every house on that street is multiple millions of dollars.
Sask Crescent?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And so Rosalie and I and Riley, we run and walk that street all the time because it's beautiful. And it was funny. That was the point coming out of that. I'm already exhausted. Now I'm running uphill and I know like I'm slipping on my race time. Like if I want to hit it, I'm giving everything I have. And the negotiations in my head at that time were insane. I was like, you know, it'd be like, oh, your shoe's untied. It's like, your shoe's not untied. And I'm like, you should stop and tie your shoe. And it's like, it's not untied. I don't need to stop. Like, this is honestly what was going on in my head. It's like every possible excuse I could think of to stop because it just hurt. And I knew at that point, I'm not hitting 40 minutes.
Yep.
Right. Even though
so then you keep pushing back and going, well, why try? Why go as hard?
That came into my mind, right? Where it's like, you're not going to hit 40 minutes. So just stop and walk. Like, right. And I was sitting there and I was on that street thinking like, I know some of the people that live on that street, not well, like I know they're the owners of various businesses in Saskatoon. And I was like, this is the point of this race. Are you going to stop in this segment when it's the absolute most painful? And it's sitting there staring me in the face. This is why I set the 40 minute goal. It's not like, honestly, I do not care what my 10K runtime is. Right. I really don't care. What I do care about is creating the life that I want and commit to creating for me and my family. And I was like, this is the test. Do you want it? If you want it, you do not stop right now.
And you succeeded. You didn't stop.
Right. And so that's the other like one that was the biggest lesson I can think of, you know, and I'd want to share that. And it's funny because the two things I've said, even on this podcast recording, you could argue that they go against each other. On one hand, I'm telling you, when it is the hardest and you want to quit, you do not quit. And then in the other breath, I'm saying, you know, maybe if you slowed down and took a little more time, you'd enjoy the journey more, right? And it's like, I think the answer to that is yes. I think both are correct. I think they come in different phases, right? Like there's going to be periods of time, say you're opening a vet clinic, you are going to have to work exceptionally hard. And then there may be a period of time where you can take your foot off the gas, you know, and enjoy the view a little bit more. And you talk about seasons of life, and I think that's where they fit in.
It's exactly what I was going back to. Jim Rohn's four seasons of life: spring, summer, fall, and winter. Depending on the spring or depending on the season, helps determine whether you're going towards that optimal or peak and what that looks like. Mike, thank you for sharing. Appreciate your insights as always. And for everybody out there, till the next week on the Veterinary Project Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Veterinary Project Podcast. As a recap, on behalf of our hosts, the Veterinary Project Podcast will be releasing new episodes weekly. So be sure to tune in as we bring you more conversations aimed at helping you enjoy a life well lived. If you enjoyed what you heard on the show and you want to stay in the know, please like, love, and or subscribe to the podcast on the listening platform of your choosing, as we're available on all the usual suspects. If you know of others that may benefit from these conversations, we'd love it if you please share the show with them, as this will help us grow our community to reach more and more veterinary professionals. Speaking of which, if you are a veterinary professional and would like to get connected with more like-minded individuals who are joining us on this journey, please send an email to theveterinaryprojectpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll invite you to be a part of our private Facebook group. General feedback, requests for information, or perhaps requests to be a guest on the show can also be sent to theveterinaryprojectpodcast@gmail.com. Dr. Michael Bug and Dr. Jonathan Light, thank you for listening to the show, and we'll catch you again next week for another episode of the Veterinary Project Podcast. Bye for now.